Good afternoon, folks. Good to have you joining with us today. It's Tuesday, the 7th of June, 2022, and just a short devotional message from the pen again of A.W. Tozer. Not this Tozer, but this Tozer. A.W. Tozer of the Alliance Witness Church in Chicago, Illinois. Tremendous man of God, had a tremendous preaching ministry, a tremendous writing ministry, and even up to this present day, his ministry is so relevant for the Christian living in the 21st century. I'm taking the devotional today from this little book, Renewed Day by Day, for June the 7th, and the title of it is True Faith Must Influence Our Daily Living. True faith must influence our daily living. I wonder, does your faith affect the way that you live your life on this earth? From Monday through to Saturday, does your faith, does your Christianity, does your religion affect your life on this earth? The text of scripture that he's ministering from, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It's the testimony of the Apostle Paul, and Paul's testimony is always around the cross. The cross was central to the testimony, to the life, to the preaching, to the ministry, and to the hope of the Apostle Paul. And we are living in a day whenever the cross has been decentralized. Some of you will know the verse off by heart. We've mentioned it so many times in these devotions over the years. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, the testimony of the Apostle Paul, who said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. It's impossible to have that sort of testimony without that type of faith affecting your daily life. Here's what he says, quoting from a famous Englishman who said, things have come to a pretty pass when a religion is permitted to interfere with our private lives. This is what a famous Englishman said. He doesn't name who this individual is. Things have come to a pretty pass when religion is permitted to interfere with our private lives. It's evident that Mr. Tozer does not agree with that statement, because he says, to which we may reply that things have come to a worse pass when an intelligent man living in a Protestant country could make such a remark. Had this man never read the New Testament? Had he never heard of Stephen or of Paul or of Peter? Had he never thought about the millions who followed Christ cheerfully to violent death, sudden or lingering, because they did allow their religion to interfere with their private lives? But we must leave this man to his conscience and his judge and look into our own hearts. Maybe he but expressed openly what some of us feel secretly. Just how radically has our religion interfered with the neat pattern of our lives? Perhaps we had better ask that question first. One picture of a Christian is a man carrying a cross. Jesus Christ our Lord said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The man with the cross no longer controls his destiny. He lost control when he picked up the cross. That cross immediately became to him an all-absorbing interest, an overwhelming interference. There is but one thing he can do, that is move on toward the place of crucifixion. Can I ask you today, has the cross interfered with your life? Has the message of the cross, the doctrine of the cross, the reality of the cross, the experience of the cross, has it interfered with your life? Or can you live life on this earth without your faith affecting how you live in it? If you can, there's something radically wrong. The cross interferes with our day-to-day living. One thing about a man that has taken up a cross in the city of Jerusalem, people could look at him and know he's never coming back. The old song, the old chorus says, the cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. Does your faith interfere with your life? Has the cross interfered with your life? Does it interfere with your day-to-day living? Are you following on to know the Lord, taking up the cross and living a surrender life? May God bless you today. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you again, folks, the next time. Bye-bye.